Okay, next station is Lola, LOLA, Norseworthy. That's NORSWORTHY. She was born 1/20/33. She was seen on the 14th. This is a 90-year-old woman. She's the last of 14 children. She's widowed for years. She lives by herself with the help of a caretaker. Used to be a bus driver at one time. Period. She does never smoke, never drank alcohol. Patient is 90 years old, currently on hospice with Alzheimer's dementia, muscle weakness, abnormal weight loss, chronic pain, age-related disability, insomnia, and generalized weakness. Period. The paragraph, the only reason she's been able to stay by herself is because of provider services that have been providing her care at home, as far as cooking, cleaning, making up her bed, and putting her to bed when they leave, period. She has lost weight. She requires provider services almost around the clock. She uses a walker, but not much longer. When she's in bed, she has decreased appetite, shortness of breath with activity, weakness, decreased sleep, confusion, and right-sided weakness, period. Patient's medications includes Naprosyn 250 milligram PRN, gabapentin 100 milligram twice at bedtime, Lasix 40 milligram a day, Lipitor 10 milligram a day. Patient does not smoke, does not drink, allergy, aspirin. Dad died of a stroke, mom died of stroke, heart disease, and hypertension. COVID immunization is up to date. She's confused at times during the interview. Her blood pressure is 190 over 88, pulse is 92, respiration is 18. Heart pulses, small pulses to lungs, to your bronchi. She does have mild right-sided weakness, neurological and focal skin shows no rash. Here we have a 90-year-old woman with Alzheimer's dementia. Patient has lost weight, is ADL dependent. She has a caretaker that sees about her needs. She has lost weight. She has decreased appetite. She's short of breath. She has severe weakness, confusion, and it's shown evidence of worsening Alzheimer's dementia along with a stroke with right-sided weakness, period. Patients expected to do poorly since the last certification, patient's condition has worsened, which makes patient hospice appropriate, most likely with less than 6 months to live. Thank you.